Good morning from WVIK News. Illinois Democrats in Springfield advanced a tax incentive plan aimed at keeping the Chicago Bears from crossing state lines, Mawa Iqbal reports.
State Representative Cam Buckner's proposal would allow the team to negotiate a property tax freeze with Arlington Heights, Cook County, and local school districts, as well as reduced yearly payments. Buckner is a staunch advocate for keeping the Bears in Chicago, despite the team dismissing a site on the south side for being too narrow.
Well, I'm a Chicagoan. I think that's where they are best suited to be. But we've got to start putting things in motion to figure out how we move forward.
The House adjourned for the week before calling Buckner's plan to the floor. City Hall is opposed. It wants infrastructure and renovation money for Soldier Field as part of the deal. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Davenport City Council is finalizing the selection of its new city administrator. During the City Council meeting this week, the council unanimously approved interim city administrator Tim Gleason to serve in the position permanently. Gleason's contract with the city will start on March 2nd. His base annual salary is $255,000. Gleason is replacing Doug Maxiner, who resigned last year due to health issues. The Iowa Senate has passed three bills aimed at strengthening immigration status checks when it comes to voting, getting a driver's license, and hiring school employees. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestarek reports.
A bill requiring schools and the state's Education Licensing Board to verify that school staff are authorized to work in the U.S. passed unanimously. A second bill passed with bipartisan support, directing transportation officials to check the SAVE system before issuing a driver's license. A third bill requiring the state to check SAVE to verify voter citizenship was more contentious. Republican Senator Ken Rosenboom of Pella says the Secretary of State determined 35 non-citizens voted in the 2024 election.
That's, I guess, to illustrate the need for continually cleaning up our voter registration lists.
The Secretary of State is already using SAVE to check voter citizenship. Most Democrats voted against the bill. They say SAVE is flawed and the bill would deny some citizens their right to vote. I'm Katarina Sestarek, IPR News.
Two Rivers YMCA is seeking nearly $24 million for infrastructure renovations and expansions. During the Moline City Council meeting this week, Chief Volunteer Officer for the YMCA, Rob Anderson, requested that the city waive over $100,000 in building permit and inspection fees to assist their funding campaign. Specific plans include a new aquatic center, replacing the one from the 70s, converting the current gym into a turf field, and new locker rooms that meet all gender accommodations. Three Springfield high schools wrapped up Black History Month this past weekend with a competition over who knew more of their history. Emily Hayes has more.
Tensions were high for the first hour, with allegations of cheating and students gasping at the answers. But by the second hour, it was clear that last year's winners of the Springfield Black History Bowl would claim victory once again. Springfield High School senior Josephine O'Kay helped her team pull ahead. She remembered the Southern Illinois University professor who helped found the International Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine.
Dr. Victoria Johnson with SIU Medical, she was an advocate for women and teenage girls. So I remember that specifically because I want to go into the healthcare field one day.
O'Kay says teaching Black history is a small step towards equality. And if other districts had their own Black History Bowls, they would be better for it. I'm Emily Hayes.
The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities says the spring flood outlook is currently minimal due to below normal winter precipitation. The office says the rate of snowmelt, frost thaw, and additional snowfall and heavy spring rains will be the main factors in whether or not flooding occurs and its severity. The Mississippi River and its tributaries have less than a 50% chance of flooding under current outlooks. The highest chance is the Wapsipinicon River in DeWitt, currently at 50%. For moderate flooding. Much of the area is abnormally dry, with some areas facing a moderate drought. The early outlook for March shows above normal temperatures and precipitation. The next spring flood outlook is in mid-March. An 11-year-old Davenport child is dead after sustaining injuries from a school bus accident yesterday morning in Davenport. Medic EMS responded to the 1100 block of East 37th Street for reports of a child slipping and falling under a bus traveling westbound around 7:17 that morning, according to a Davenport PD press release. The child was transported to a local hospital where they succumbed to their injuries. The Davenport Community School District released a statement saying it is activating the crisis response team to support students and staff at Jefferson Elementary School. And WVIK is carrying WTVP Peoria PBS's Republican Senate debate tonight at 7 in lieu of fresh air.